Well, the first step in doing that has always been the building of a model of the Earth. And for a good long history, we have been trying to grasp that nature of the planet's size and shape. Ever since 200 BC, Eratosthenes almost got the planet's circumference right, and of course the fundamental idea that it was in fact a sphere, or nearly a sphere. What he did was interesting. At noon, the midsummer sun was visible in the water at the bottom of a deep well in Siena. The sun was obviously directly overhead, and on the same day, the measurement of the noon shadow cast at the pillar at Alexandria showed that the sun struck the earth at an angle of 7.2 degrees from vertical. So therefore, the angle between Alexandria and Siena had to be 7.2 degrees, or 1/50th of 360 degrees, a circle. And therefore, since it was measured by the rope stretchers that Siena was 480 miles south of Alexandria, and a great circle must therefore be 50 times 480 miles, or 24,000 miles, for the circumference of the entire planet. Extraordinary deduction for 200 BC, and not so terribly far from the truth. Now, since that time, of course, up until today, there have, as I say, been periods of unmitigated nonsense on the subject, but Eratosthenes was close to right. Another leap forward occurred when Newton's thesis that the Earth was an ellipsoid rather than a sphere came in the first edition of his Principia in 1687.